FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Here it comes. The powerful storm system that drenched the West Coast earlier this week has moved east. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The rain just keeps coming in the south. We saw over a foot of rain in portions of Texas, and we're quickly approaching double digits in portions of Louisiana. We've got another round of storms coming in the overnight, and that's going to exacerbate the flooding issues because the ground is basically fully saturated everywhere.
CBS News has learned Alaska and United Airlines will resume flying some of their Boeing MAX 9 jets in the next few days. The planes were taken out of service after a panel blew off a MAX 9 jet in mid-flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says a Delta Boeing jet lost a nose wheel Saturday as it prepared for takeoff from Atlanta.
It was a 31-year-old 757, so not a 737, not a MAX. It appears at this point this is more a maintenance issue than it is anything relating back to problems at Boeing. But certainly because Boeing is in the news, anytime there's a Boeing incident, it perks people's ears.
Sheriff's deputies are investigating multiple murders in the Mojave Desert. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal has